The yard was a rectangle of dust surrounded by wire. Robert walked the perimeter, his boots on the gravel. He wasn't looking at the other men in orange. He was looking at the way the heat rose off the sand. It reminded him of the rim. It reminded him of the soil that was being cured. A man joined him, keeping a respectful distance. It was the man from the cell across the tier. They took the sign down, the man said, kicking a stone. Saw it on news. Your building is a bank. Robert didn't stop. It was always a bank, he replied, his voice calm. The name was just a way of hiding the vault. The man looked at Robert with a new curiosity. Don't you miss the view? Being king of the hill. Robert stopped and looked at the sun on the wire. The view from the top was distorted by the glass. Down here, I can see the dust for what it is. The fallout of his life had landed him in the dirt. But he found that the dirt was solid under his feet. He didn't have to worry about foundations now. He was already at the bottom of the world. You're a strange one, the man said, moving away. Robert continued his walk. He thought about the letters Minnie sent. She told him of the dead. She told him that Bella was hunting house flies. He felt a surge of thanks for the honesty rule. It had stripped him of a billion in assets. But it gave him a family that could finally stand. He finished his mile as the whistle blew. He stood in the line with the other numbers. He wasn't a king anymore. He was a man paying a price. And the price felt fair.